Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, correspond to Bava Metzia Bavli Daf Mem. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Hamafkid chavis etzol chaveiroi, v'reyechid lo habay lemokoyim, v'totula b'nishpura. If a person deposited a barrel with his friend, but he didn't specify a place in which it has to be stored, and then the friend who received it picked it up and it got broken, im b'toich yodoi nishbura l'sochoi chayev l'socha potter. If it broke whilst in his hands, if he'd moved it for his own needs, he'd be liable, but if he moved it for the needs of the barrel, he would be exempt. V'im m'she'enicha b'n'socha potter. If after he put it down it broke, then whether he moved it for his own needs or whether he moved it for the needs of the barrel, he's going to be exempt. Yichdu la'abaylim mokoyim v'toltula v'nishbura b'im b'toich yodoi b'im m'she'enicha l'socha'i chayev l'socha potter. If the owner had specified a place and then he moved it from there and it broke, whether it broke whilst in his hands or afterwards, if he moved it for his own needs, he's liable. If he moved it for the needs of the barrel, then he is exempt. And the Gemara opens with a question. L'kein amr v'loza, l'ma dava doyme, l'goynev, chavis, me'martev chaveiroi, afapishu l'yodu abaylim b'geneva, tzvichim leida b'chazora. Did Rav Elazar not say that it's comparable to one who stole a barrel from a wine cellar? Even though the owner does not know it was stolen, he has to know that it was returned. If so, why is he exempt here when he returned it? When he took it for his own needs, he became a thief, and he returning it should not exempt him without the owner's awareness that he'd returned it. The answer is, it's different over here because he took it to use in a way that the owner would allow, so he didn't become a thief at all. Now the reason he was liable earlier was he'd temporarily become a borrower who was liable for all accidental damage. Rabbi Yitzchak says, there's an opinion that says that the owners are not particular about the watchman taking it and using it for a short period of time, and therefore we understand the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Mao l'socha, what does it mean when we have this exemption when he moved it for its own need? That's when the owner set aside a place for it, but in another place, whether it's for his own need or its need, then he is going to be exempt. Some say that even if the owner did not designate a place, it doesn't prove that he's not particular. And according to this, it makes no difference if it was returned to the same place or to a different place. If it's for his needs, he would be liable. If it's for the needs of the item, he would be exempt.